I had a little crypto slip yesterday. For most of the last half year or so, I've been out of the crypto game doing nothing but selling. Yesterday, I was looking at messaging my Discord server to get Brave verified. I finally did that. I got all excited seeing I had $15 worth of Brave just sitting there. And I thought, let's blow this up and this is gonna be huge. And I got really excited, and I'll show you inside my Coinbase account here. I bought $7,000 of Bitcoin yesterday, and then by the end of the day, my mind was a mess because the main thing I've been doing is gaming on Facebook and then making tutorial videos on YouTube and podcast episodes, which I take the video from YouTube, put it into a podcast episode, put it into a blog post, doing tutorials. And gaming. That's what I've been doing. I've been loving it. And I'm just about to crack the Facebook gaming algorithm. I think I finally got it. After 5 months here, all I need to do is blow my page likes up with some global page like ads. That seemed to work really well before. And if I put a bigger budget into it this time, it'll go insane, throw some glitter, make it rain. Let me see them hands. So yesterday, I'm getting into all this crypto again and researching, and I'm imagining all these grand schemes. Like, yeah, I'll have people get in my partner group. And if you get in my partner group, then I'll tell you what I'm gonna buy before. And I'm picturing buying all these currencies and making all this money again. And then at the end of the day, I'm just lost. I'm confused. I'm disoriented. I'm in fear. I'm full of crypto thoughts. I'm aggravated that I've been putting everything into setting up an awesome gaming studio, that the majority of the feedback I've been seeing is to do more gaming, more gaming, more gaming. A couple of requests, sorry, maybe like 50 requests for crypto videos, but thousands of comments and messages asking for more gaming. I've been having a lot of fun doing the gaming videos, and a ton of people are watching the gaming videos. And I go to bed, I literally cried myself to sleep last night out of just feeling defeated, feeling like a fool. Like, how can it's like I'm dropped in the middle of gold and I'm drowning in all the amazing opportunities that are there in my life. And when I try and grab onto one, I sink down into another. And I had an awesome dream last night that gave me some clarity because I also am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I go to meetings every day. I am very concerned, not an awkward word for it. I am focused on my sobriety every single day. It means the world to me. In the dream last night, I have these dreams where I'm in Vegas very often. And last night, I was in Vegas with my friends in the dream, not in real life. I was sleeping on the mattress on the floor next to my daughter's bed. That's where we were in real life. In the dream, which felt like real life, I went to Vegas with my friends and wife and their wives. And my two friends took that I used to gamble with a lot, took me off and said, "We're gonna go look for a," they think they said craps table, but it was really a three-card table in the dream. And somehow I got off separated by myself. Then, before I know what happened, I don't even remember ordering a beer in the dream. All I remember is that I'm about to go through security, and I realize I can't have my beer. And I look down, and I've drank like a third of this beer already. And all of a sudden, I realize I've just relapsed in this dream, and I don't even know how it happened. Like, I wasn't paying attention, and I was just on autopilot for a minute, and then all of a sudden, I've got to reset my sobriety date. So there was an amazing moment in a dream because lots of times in life when we get into this point, lots of times when I got that far in real life, I took the first drink and I felt stupid, and then I just figured, screw it. Let's just go all the way through with it now. Forget trying to do better. We're just going to go all the way into doing worse. In the dream, for what might be one of the first times ever in a dream, and I took the bottle of beer and I just threw it in the trash. And I said, "I don't care if I gotta start over in my recovery meetings. I don't care if I reset my sobriety day. I'm gonna do the right thing, even if I've already dipped my foot into what I know for me is the wrong thing." And then after that, I woke up shortly after that. And I got a very clear message because I pray to God. I'm like, "Please enlighten me in my dreams. Please use my dreams as a chance to teach me what maybe I missed during the day." And I woke up with one clear word on my mind: focus. Focus. To me, there are a ton of great opportunities with cryptocurrencies. Now might be the ideal time to buy into whatever you've been thinking about buying into. The prices for many things are as low as they've been in years. And there might be another huge pump coming in the next few years. I don't know. There might be a huge recession coming and the prices might go down 75% more. I don't know. I don't know about these things because, well, while I believe I am a piece of God, I am not the all-knowing, all-divine who knows exactly at right this moment what's going to happen for all of eternity, except we're going to be in this moment forever. Therefore, to me, in my present situation, doing anything with cryptocurrencies is a diversion. I've gotten my area of passion. I love doing the gaming. I've got a lot of skill at it. I've been playing video games and preparing for a lifetime, for almost 30 years. I've been playing video games. I've got a lot of skill. People love watching me. I have a very clear vision for gaming. For gaming to carry a message, love, hope, and faith, and charity to inspire people, connect people in gaming. Very clear vision for that. I've got an incredible amount of tools provided for that. For me to be doing anything with cryptocurrencies right now, other than making a little tutorial or something. What I did learn yesterday, there's no reason I can't look at something and make a tutorial on it. I found the referral program for Brave, the browser. I'm excited to give that a try. I'll make a video on it. I'll test the referral program. There's no reason I can't just test something and throw it out there and do a tutorial and show you how stuff works. This is not the time for me to be going all in on something like I did with Dash, like I did with Steam. In fact, I credit both of those all-ins with obscuring and getting me off the path of my gaming vision. I had a very clear vision for gaming before. In fact, if I had continued to stay on that path, which is irrelevant by now, there are things probably would have went way better with the gaming than they did with cryptocurrencies. Not to say there's anything wrong or anything. I've learned very valuable lessons. It's ridiculous to go back and look at the past and say what you could have, should have, would have done, except as it's educational for now. And what my past has taught me is to focus. Focus. When you get excited and get inspired, there's lots of times there's ideas, but some of these ideas divert you from the ideal path. The path where there's the biggest result, the biggest contribution, the biggest gift to others, and often the biggest return to oneself. So I'm grateful today. I've got the courage to show you this because you might think that, oh, I'm proud to show you this. This makes me look like a fool. I literally burned up a couple $100 almost, but I only netted $75 in Coinbase fees that I lost fooling around with this. But used a lot of my incredibly valuable time and energy focusing and thinking about this. And today, the cryptocurrency, the buying in, and the going all, doing all that stuff I've done before, it felt very much like a slip. Like, ooh, I went just far enough in to know that it's time to back out. That said, I may still be making some tutorials on various things that you can do. There's nothing wrong with a tutorial. Tutorials are great. I've got a lot of great feedback on the tutorials. What I've got a ton of negative feedback about are the pump videos, are the videos with the speculation, are the videos relentlessly pitching one particular coin. So I'm not doing any more of those, and I'm grateful for that today. If you've enjoyed this story, will you please leave a like on the video? Or if you're on the podcast, share the podcast episode with someone else that might enjoy it. I love you. Awesome. Thank you for listening to this because I hope this is useful for you today whenever the same kind of thing happens in your life. Well, Jerry, nothing will ever happen to me like this because I'm not as dumb as you are. Oh, the voice in my head entertains me. It's like a comedy show all the time.